Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah!
Alice at
97.3. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Alice at 97.3.
How many moon men did she get, I wonder? She have a big night?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I was really looking at the Taylor stuff. I mean, obviously, Taylor and Post Malone. The Taylor Post Malone collab. That was the thing. That was the one. Yeah. Hey, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show, Halloween at Disneyland. You want to go? Well,
yeah.
Here's how you can win.
Uh-huh.
This hour's code word is Jack. J-A-C-K. Take the word Jack and text it to our contest line, 20357. You text Jack to 20357. You're in the running to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Why wouldn't you just do it? Text Jack, J-A-C-K, to 20357. That word once again, Jack. Good luck. Enter the contest. That's how you win. That's how you win a contest, is enter the contest. Oh, and then when someone texts you back or calls you, you pick up the phone.
Dear George.
You got to remember that you entered a contest.
Right.
This, by the way, happens all day. We do it a couple times here in the morning, and Jane's got four chances, four keywords from Jane in the afternoon. So be listening. I'm sure you're going to win.
Jane's got the best show, too, so enjoy the show and then also win some stuff.
Yes. Wow. Believe it or not, Taylor Swift won a bunch of EMAs. Oh, that's super shocking news. It's Taylor just winning and winning. She doesn't usually do that. She got Video of the Year, Best Collaboration for Fortnite with Post Malone. She won Artist of the Year. She won Best Pop Video. She just won and won and won. I think she won seven.
Okay. It's not really that big a surprise, though, right?
Not at all. Wait, you weren't floored by that? Your head didn't explode? Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter won Song of the Year.
It was for sure the song of the summer.
Mm.
The middle office?
Yeah.
The shared middle office, both agreed.
One of the WeWork spaces, they both liked it.
The shared middle office both agreed it is, in fact, Sabrina Carpenter's
well,
song of the summer.
Well, that's an earworm for sure. You might not even like that song and be like, yep, I did. That was the song of the summer. That is the one that still sits fall now, and I'm still stuck with that.
Yep.
No, sorry, I'm rushing it now. Still have 10 days. Chapel Roan was voted Best New Artist, so congrats to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. Eminem opened the show with Houdini. And I believe he did win one thing. All he needed was one. That's not right in front of me. But he was about to be the most awarded male artist of all, like beating Peter Gabriel.
Right.
And he definitely did win at least one. And that was all he needed to break the tie between the two of them.
Okay.
Let's see here. He opened the show with Houdini and Somebody Save Me. Katy Perry did a performance. It was she was introduced by Orlando Bloom. Herbeau. Who also presented her with the Video Vanguard Award when she was done.
Outfits are very kooky lately.
Yeah. What one in particular is sticking out to you?
The one that she wore last night.
Oh.
Is kooky.
What did she have on?
It was like, it looks like pieces of a baseball uniform and a jock strap like just weird.
Is it supposed to be sexy? She has a hard time pulling sexy off. It's a weird, like, her body looks great. She's clearly been working on it, but she's, like, the least sexy person.
Well, I believe she's gotten sexier with age, but I do not think those outfits are hot. They show a lot of skin.
Yeah.
But they're
skin
not,
women.
I think she's beautiful.
Win?
Well, they do. You're right. But all hot chicks win is what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. That's right.
But
naked and hot aren't necessarily naked,
no,
the same
but,
thing.
But anyway, I think she looks great. She's come into her own, but these outfits are very like almost, what is that thing?
Thirst trap?
Well, they're that for sure. It almost looks like she's from the, what is that Mel Gibson?
Secondhand store?
No.
Mad Max?
Mad Max! They look very Mad Max or like, you know.
Deconstructed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like she just walked off of Burning Man.
Oh, wow. Right. Sure. Right.
I just came out of Burning Man. I'm here for my award.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Well, it's good that she's got a look going, I guess.
I guess.
You want to be. She's trying to just messy it up a little bit. So here are some of the winners. I'm not going to do every single dingle one, but video of the year went to Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. Video of the year. This is the big one, Fortnite. Artist of the year, Taylor Swift. Song of the year, Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter. Best new artist was Chapel Roan. I told you that. The best collaboration, Taylor Swift with Post Malone, Fortnite. I believe all the awards he won were for the song he did with Taylor. Taylor Swift, best pop, best hip hop, Houdini, Eminem. So there's at least one that he won there. That's all he needed to have the most VMA awards, having won the most of solo male artist. SZA, we just heard Saturn from SZA, and you asked about that. She won Best R&B Video with Snooze.
Okay.
Best Alternative was Benson Boone. Beautiful Things.
Mm.
Best Rock Video, Lenny Kravitz for Human.
Oh!
Right?
I have not seen it.
Best Video for Good, which I don't have a definition of here, but yeah, I mean, you know, good times.
Good cause.
Right. Good night.
Makes sense.
Goodbye. What Was I Made For from the Barbie soundtrack, Billie Eilish, which if you've seen that video, and I have, she's sitting, she's like kind of dressed like a doll, and she's like in front of like doll furniture, and then like the wind starts blowing, and she's getting, it's, you know, fun visuals, I guess. Best trending video is a Megan Thee Stallion featuring Yuki Chiba song called Mamushi.
What did you just say? All those
Here
words.
Here we go. Ready? I'll say them all again. Okay. Best trending video, Mamushi. Megan Thee Stallion featuring Yuki Chiba.
I don't know.
Me either. Song of the summer. Song of the summer.
Oh, it's Espresso.
It's Fortnite. Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. Right. Which to me, it's too sleepy of a song.
Yeah, you want something
I want
to dance
something a
to.
Little poppier than that. Yeah. But we certainly did hear a lot of Fortnite, that's for sure. And VMA's most iconic performance was, of all time, Katy Perry, Roar.
What?
You heard me. There it is.
All right.
So that's just some highlights for the VMAs. The MTV VMAs. The first round of performers and presenters were announced for the People's Choice Country Awards. Country's getting its own People's Choice Awards. We're having our own. We want to have our own. And it goes down Thursday, September 26th. So it's a couple weeks out, 2 weeks from now.
Well, that's how you keep Beyonce out, right?
I mean, I guess so. I really don't know. I don't see her name anywhere in this story. So the People's Choice Country Awards go down Thursday, September 26th, NBC. I have the first round of performers and presenters that have been revealed. Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady A, Miranda Lambert, Parker McCollum, and The War and Treaty are performers. This is the first round of announcements. And the first round of presenters, Carly Pierce, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, and comedian Nate Bargatze. Is he a country? I've heard of Nate Bargatze, but I'm not sure I know why he's going to present at the Country Music Awards. I assume you, as a huge country music fan, you know, you're familiar with all these names. And not all, but it means something to you.
And I do enjoy some country music. I know you make fun, but I do like it. I don't know everything about it, but I didn't always, but I have grown to enjoy it.
There will be two special awards presented at the PCCAs. Miranda Lambert will receive the Country Icon Award, and Kane Brown is going to get the Country Champion Award. Not sure what that is. You'll watch on everybody else.
You keep up on all the award shows. Yeah. You'll watch, and then you'll tell us every single thing about it.
I promise you, I won't
watch.
She's
kidding, everyone. She's
not kidding. She hates award shows. She never watches award shows. Plus, they're on too late for her, this lady. But just likes yapping. Just happens to be the one stuck with the celebrity trash. I do like it. I like gossip. The show takes place live at the Opry. Shania Twain is going to host. I like her. And you can, you know, you can Google People's Choice Country Awards if you want to know more information. There's a brief overview, though, for you. This is it's a good story. I would like to start it by saying that if you are experiencing suicidal thoughts, 988 is the number for you. 988 takes you to the same place as that 800 number. Still will take you, but 988, something easy to remember. Jon Bon Jovi was filming a video on a bridge in Nashville on Tuesday night. And he noticed a woman standing on a ledge in despair.
So there he is, TikToking.
I think he was filming an actual video.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of people and a big set and everything.
It's hard to know, and they don't really go too much into this, but but I don't think so. When I hear filming a video on a bridge in Nashville, I'm thinking he had like a crew with him.
Okay.
You know, maybe they're just getting B-roll.
You know, he's doing dance steps on TikTok.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know. Well. So Jon Bon Jovi goes over to the woman and is able to convince her, don't jump, and he helps her get off the ledge. He apparently has experience with this. Jon Bon Jovi has experience speaking with individuals who are going through a crisis from hunger to homelessness thanks to his JBJ Soul Foundation. Apparently, the chief of the Metro Nashville Police Department says, a shout out to Jon Bon Jovi and his team, so that's got to be it. Shout out to Jon Bon Jovi and his team for helping a woman on the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge. It takes all of us to keep each other safe. So, and there isn't a lot of other information, at least not that I found immediately, although I'm looking at TMZ. And so maybe, you know, how they update stuff and always add more stuff to the beginning of a story.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's certainly something that if you had time in advance to think about, you might be too afraid to get involved because you might think, what happens if I'm involved and then this person jumps?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's tough. But I think I would absolutely get involved by instinct first before I could think through.
Talk yourself out of it by thinking through it.
You should just get in your car and drive away. You are really not the best person for this.
But you might be the best.
I would do it either way.
Because you're there. Like she, it just happens to be Jon Bon Jovi, but someone was there in her moment of desperate need. Somebody was there to hold a hand out.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought that was there's a nice hero story for you. Radiohead have been back together rehearsing.
Oh, I'm really happy to hear this.
Yeah.
They've been not rehearsing and making music for like 10 years.
For quite a while. It says here, rehearsed in London 2 months ago just to play the old songs. But now they're saying they're back and rehearsing together. This is according to the bass player, Colin Greenwood. He was speaking, this was over the weekend, this past weekend. We did some rehearsals about 2 months ago in London just to play the old songs. It was really fun. We had a good time. He's not really teasing anything, but I feel like that's good news.
Oh, I don't think you set up everything and start, you know, rehearsing unless you're planning to make some music together. When was that last? The last album I think was called King of Limbs, I think. And
so Colin, he went, see if you can find that.
I don't have the
year. He went on to say, let's see, we're still talking all the time. We just need to make a plan and get some time together sorted out in advance. I've never been very good at that, too busy being around in this studio. Back in November of almost a year ago, There were some hints that Radiohead could be coming back around to that point of returning and reuniting. And actually, their drummer had previously promised that Radiohead were going to get together in early 2023. So it sounds like they talk and that they did get together.
Radiohead's last album was 2016, A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Ah.
And I remember the 2007 record, which was called In Rainbows, was the big one. Do you remember why that was a big one?
No.
They said, pay us whatever you want.
Oh, I do remember.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And it was like such a weird, what are you talking
they were
about?
Like, here's where it is. It's on this site and here's a place you can click and pay or you don't have to pay.
Yeah.
I wonder how that went.
It probably went great for them. They seem to be able to do whatever they want.
Mm.
And if they decide to
really
put out a new album, they'll also be able to headline any event they want well.
I would pay for tickets for that.
I've seen them and they're excellent.
And I'm going to leave you with this. Shailene Woodley is going to, it looks like she's going to produce it and star in it, a Janis Joplin biopic. Which, don't they say that movie with Bette Midler, The Rose, was like loosely based on Janis Joplin? I love Janis Joplin. She died in 1970 at age 27.
I don't know about the Bette Midler thing. I did know she was part of the 27 Club. Can you tell me, refresh me on Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley is she was in Big Little Lies. She's the single mom. She's been in, you know her. She was engaged to the
Aaron
football
Rogers.
Player from
okay.
Jets. Mm-hmm. Now from
Aaron
the Jets.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. I just saw an article with her talking about him.
Mm. What was she saying?
She said something like, in the past, when I was in love with someone who was not available emotionally or whatever, I would just keep trying to love them. And she said, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it was to paraphrase. It was something like, I've learned from that experience that when someone's not available, I tell them to have a great life and move on.
Mm. Also, when they say kooky stuff that I'm like, what'd you just say? And they're emotionally unavailable, then I gotta go.
Well, she's slightly kooky too, but I did.
She is.
But she was putting that out there in a very veiled reference to Aaron Rodgers that, yes, I was engaged, but I gave up on that.
Well, it is really funny how, you know, and everyone looks for clues with that stuff. But when something has happened, and especially for famous people who get interviewed and asked about stuff all the time, they want to tell you. They want to. They really want to bash people or say or sing their praises or whatever. And they're just like, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to drop so many hints right now. Just listen carefully. You can figure it all out.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what she did.
So anyway, she just, they're saying she's like, this is happening. Shailene Woodley is starring in a Janis Joplin biopic. She's going to get a $2.5 million tax credit from the California Film Commission to do it.
Mm.
So
she will be Janis.
That's what they're saying.
That's a very difficult. I don't know enough about her, but I would guess if she passed at 27.
Yeah.
What did she die of?
Oh, I think she OD'd. I mean, Janis.
Had she gone
was
from
a junkie?
I had heard she was an alcoholic. I didn't know if
maybe
she was
shooting. Was a junkie. Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, I'll look at it.
You know what? Yeah, we'll look that up. I feel it. You know, is she one of those people who like choked on her own vomit kind of thing? Like that happens to a lot of rock stars.
Heroin overdose in 1970 at the age of 27.
You know, a lot of people over the years have tried to do this biopic, and apparently this one's happening. Like, we've heard Pink attached. We've heard Melissa Etheridge attached. And they just never got to production. But I remember, and there were others too. They're actually saying in this story, Amy Adams and Zooey Deschanel were both slated to play Janis Joplin in a biopic, and it just never made it.
You know, as you said, Pink, I thought, she might be able to pull the vocals, but really, you should just have an actor do it and use vocals that are already exist.
Have them sing along with existing
because
vocals.
Because she's got a voice that can't really be repeated.
And
although Pink could.
Pink could pull it. Shailene Woodley, I don't know if she sings or not. I really don't. So I feel like she should. Because that's a tough one. And it is all about the music that the person
The thing
made.
About Janis Joplin, though, because she died so young and didn't have a giant music, I think she made three records total, is that she doesn't have the same kind of
depth of catalog.
Well, right. Just the same, like, you know, I've been trying to teach my kids about music and music history. I'm nowhere near Janis Joplin. Nowhere near it. Mm. Like, if you said to Riley, Janis Joplin, would he go, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
He might. We definitely play Janis Joplin, and John knows some Janis Joplin songs. And my mom, her go-to karaoke is Me and Bobby McGee.
Oh.
So
your family in particular
My mom is a huge Janis fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at, really, it's Me and Bobby McGee, Cry Baby, Peace of My Heart. There's a lot listed here, but it's not, it's like you said, she didn't put out that much. And so it'll be, but she has enough like legitimate gigantic.
Well, she's
hits.
I don't know how to say the phrase, but she burned hot and fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those tragic 27-year-old stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a club for no reason. A lot of people, 27, that's how far they make it, which is just tragic.
Well, yeah, you're just a kid.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
Let's see. I've got some good news for you. Also, some things that baffle men, which isn't hard to bet. Baffling men, very easy to do. But and more after.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by our Facebook page. Here's some of the things we talked about on today's show. You can find up on our Facebook page right now. That Caitlin Clark corn maze. It's actually really amazing. Like someone very artfully carved up a cornfield. It's incredible. Oprah, Anna, Spinal Tap 2, and everything you ever wanted to know about cowboy hats.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by another Alice Escape. All right. This time, Alice wants to send you to see the Black Eyed Peas live in Las Vegas every day this week at 7.05 a.m. Listen for the code word and text it to our contest line, 20357. Please hear me. It's not the 800 number.
Nope.
Our contest line is 20357 for your chance to win two tickets to see the Black Eyed Peas live in Las Vegas on February 21st, a two-night stay at Club Wyndham Desert Blue Hotel, and a round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
Sweet.
Okay, here's what's happening. Sunny, highs in the mid-80s.
Looks great already.
Could see some wind today, depending on where you're at. Thursday night football is on Prime tonight. Buffalo at Miami. Should be a good game. 5:15 game time. There was an earthquake in Malibu, it looks like. Some early reports were it was over a 5. It looks like it was a 4.7, though. So this is Southern California, right where a lot of people live.
Yep.
But that's a 4.7. So you'll see that.
What time did that happen?
Looks like it was about an hour ago. Okay. Sorry, 2 hours ago.
I'm going to ask my cousin if she felt it.
Oh, they say it right here. The quake's initial magnitude was 5.1, soon downgraded to 4.7. And there have since been some aftershocks, but that was this morning, an earthquake around Malibu. They say it hit at 7:28, so 2 hours ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Not exactly.
The age where life gets real is?
34.
No, 27. We were just talking about the 27 Club.
Is that because you're suddenly realizing, oh my God, I'm approaching middle age and I'm only in my 20s. 30 feels old when you're in your 20s and it isn't. You're like still, you're just a pup. 40, you're still just a pup. Like, enjoy it. Don't, it's not going too fast.
Well, I think they are. I think a lot of kids have said, yeah, you guys rushed to try and get your careers launched and do all this stuff and you were worried and you were this and you were that. I'm just going to stay home. What? I don't even want my license. I just Uber. What?
Mom! Can I get some pork chops in here?
There was ever a time when kids suddenly became an adult at 18. That's no longer the case. Yeah, remember that? You're a grown up now. Get off to war with you.
Yeah.
Even most 18-year-olds would agree that, no, I'm not an adult yet.
Yeah.
A study of four generations.
Don't tell my mom, though.
Boomers, Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z found that in their experience, adulthood actually starts at the age of 27. That's when you're paying your own bills, you're financially independent, and you're putting responsibilities over having fun.
Interesting.
So you're paying your own insurance. You're not on your parents' family plans anymore. Yeah. You're laying the groundwork to support yourself and your family whenever you get to that in the future. You can be trusted with a credit card.
And that is a big day.
You know how to handle your own laundry. So there you go. 27 is the new grown up.
27 it is. Huh. It is true. I do feel like people are really, I don't know if it was, maybe it was always that way. Maybe by the time I was 27, I was married and we were off doing our thing and paying our bills, working our careers.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
This is from BuzzFeed, and I'm not going to do it all, but I did a couple of these struck me as funny. Common things women do that men can't wrap their heads around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just thought, a couple of these are cute, and a couple are like, what? I've never thought of it.
Okay.
This one. How do you sleep comfortably with boobies?
Guys don't understand that.
I never really thought about it. Is it uncomfortable to sleep with boobs?
It can be. Remember, Yuzette used to say that she would wear a bra to bed. It would keep them separated. Remember that? And for me,
I like to think I would remember any time she talked about her boobs, but I don't remember her saying she wore a bra.
She even said sometimes she would wear like a tight shirt, like a tank top over them, just to keep them separated. I can't remember exactly what she said about it, but there's definitely, like, I don't have big ones, but I'm body pillow. Ever since I was pregnant 5 years ago, I've never let go of that body pillow, and I put it between my boobs and then like this. So I'm laying on it like that, and it kind of keeps them separate.
But you never wear a bra, right?
No, I sometimes, not to bed.
But you're not even now.
I'm not wearing a bra, but I wore a bra. I wear a bra depending on the shirt. If I'm going out someplace nice, I'm not going to free ball it, you know?
Free ball it.
Whatever.
Anyway, one of the things on this BuzzFeed thing about, it just baffles men. How do you sleep comfortably with boobies? Here's another one, and this one is absolute for me.
Okay.
How can you drop so much hair in the house, the shower, every on your brush, on the bathroom floor,
and still have
and
hair.
Not be bald?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
One on the list of the divvying up duties at my house,
yeah.
I am the hair fisherman in the shower drain. That's one of my jobs. Fisherman. I have to fish the hairballs from so our, funny. Because there you are as the water starts to rise up your feet. And the missus never seems to go, that's probably my hair. I should probably get that out of there. She just, there I am with
honey,
the water rising.
I don't know what
she doesn't
is,
even
but
say.
The drain is running slow.
She doesn't even say. It's just when I get in the shower, I go, okay, the water's rising up over my feet now. I gotta.
Well, why should she say anything? You'll notice it.
And I keep the
little hook.
The hook in the shower with me.
So you don't even have to take off the drain cover. You can just reach, you fish it down through that.
No. I went and got, I remember I told you guys this on air too. I got a few different drain covers to try them. And I found the one that I liked and we use it, but it still lets hair get by. There's so much of it.
But so you have to actually remove it to get the thing
down.
It's
not even screwed down.
Oh, it's just a pop it out.
It just sits on top and then I pull it away and fish the mess out and throw it over.
It's so gross too.
And then, you know, sometimes it's got conditioner in it. And so it's really
like a goopy mess of yuck yuck.
But like a hair mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It becomes, it gets a little, you know, personality. Poop sometimes.
Yuck. No. Yeah,
super gross. My sister has always been, she's got really thick hair, big shedder. Like she sheds. I don't shed like that.
You don't?
No. We never have to snake our drains.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's even my hairbrush. And it seems like the older I get, the less there is of it now. I've just lost it.
Let's see. On the list from BuzzFeed, this is from BuzzFeed. I'm not going to do them all because we're running out of time. But
that is funny.
These are things men don't understand about women. Decorative pillows and hand towels. Why? I live with hand towels. I love them.
Yeah,
We use hand towels like crazy at my house.
Why that's a problem.
Whether it's the gym or for other things I do, hand towels.
Yeah.
We use lots of them.
A hand towel hanging by each sink, and I want a hand towel. And I mean, I guess they're not hand towels. They're more like dish towels, but I have a big, so I try to not use paper towels. So I have a big stack.
We do too.
Are they dish towels? Is that what they're, tea towels?
We have dish towels, but they are different than hand towels,
which are more like just a small, regular terry cloth towel.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't understand. You can understand about hand towels and decorative pillows, right?
I think
pillows tie a room together.
No. Decorative pillows are lame.
Oh my God.
And I throw them on the floor the second she put some in the apartment that we have, which is just this little place.
Spruce it up.
And I take those the minute I walked in with my COVID, I took both of them and went zing. Get off my couch.
How are you?
Decorative pillows. No thanks.
I make new covers for my pillows every year.
Of course you do. Because
look at this beautiful
what
fabric.
Else would you do?
Let me zhuzh the place up a little bit with this.
You know what? I'll move on. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I didn't even expect that to go that long, but here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. Betsy and San Rafael. I try to pull all my extra hair on the wall and then throw it in the, yeah, I do that too.
Funny. I've definitely taken my hand and have a hair on it. I'll put it on the wall and then I go like this. I twirl my finger around in a circle. And gather it up and drop it into the trash.
Oh, like when I'm talking about when I snake it out, I throw it on the wall because I'm still in the water.
Oh.
I'm still in there. I'm trying to get the thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like you're just trying to get the thing to drain while the shower, you're still showering.
I'm in the shower and the water's rolling up my feet.
Mm.
I can tell
it's gonna
we've
go up
got
over
a clog.
The curb.
Yeah, we don't need that. Vinny became an adult when he was 18 when his parents gave him his luggage for high school graduation. Yeah, but you know, you have to start behaving like an adult to be called one, and I most definitely was not.
You got there. We all get there.
415 says, Hooman started research.
Hooman started research?
Yeah, I didn't
really?
Know that.
Huh.
My go-to karaoke is Mercedes-Benz by Janis, a cappella. I don't know that song at all.
Is that, Lord, that? Won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
I guess it is. I don't know that.
I'm not sure if that's the one.
Bette Midler's The Rose was a thinly veiled biopic on Janis Joplin. Okay.
I got a text from my cousin, Diane. Did you feel the earthquake this morning? Felt it big time on the second floor. Her husband, Mark, was on a boat in Westlake. He said that was a trip.
Bon Jovi famously has a restaurant that never charges the homeless for meals. He's a good dude.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Really nice.
He talked a lady off a ledge, literally, on a bridge the other day.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, that's something that you get involved in, it could end badly. So good for him for willing to try no matter what. We're out of time.
All right.
But thank you so much for sending texts in.
Yeah.
You know who's coming up.
Oh, Janie. And she has so many chances for you to win Halloween at Disney passes. Like, it's a big deal. It's huge. And listen, we're open for business 24/7. So enjoy it. And we'll see you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.